This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, May 7th. Promise and fulfillment. Our reading comes from Deuteronomy, chapter 34. Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo, from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and the Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it." And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth Peor. But to this day, no one knows where his grave is. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all of his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. Moses has led the people of God for more than 40 years after leading them out of slavery in Egypt. But this is the end of the journey for him. From the time when God spoke to him out of a burning bush until this day, Moses has walked closely with God. Along the way, there have been twists and turns. On one occasion, Moses' anger took over, and his actions led to the consequence of his not being allowed to go into the promised land. Still, God graces Moses with a view of what is to come. Moses sees the land and knows again that God will keep his promises. The land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will become a gift to their descendants. Promise and fulfillment are key teachings that the church, as the people of God, still carry to this world today. We live in hope, knowing that Christ, who already fulfilled so many of God's promises to his people, will come again and fulfill all of God's promises completely in the new heaven and new earth, where he is now preparing a place for us. In that new reality, we will be able to live with him in God's presence forever, thanks to all that Christ has accomplished for us. He is able to lead all who love and serve him into the full life and well-being that God has promised since the beginning. Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for being the God of promise and fulfillment. Help us to look to Jesus, who is not only the author, but also the finisher of our faith. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.